to the place I love. Take me all the way.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. This is our special show on addiction with Pastor Drew Sams, who is our regular guest for Teen Wrap each week. And we have had a wonderful group of guests. Jackson Souza, D.D. McDonald, and Dr. Stephen Trudeau have guested on the show and had shared their wisdom with us about addiction, what to do, how to recognize it. And Pastor Drew, what would you say are the themes or the lessons that you learned from this show?
Well, I think it's really two things for me. It's more prevalent than I thought it was, and I thought it was pretty prevalent, having worked with high school students. Even that last statistic that Dr. Stephen Trudeau threw out, 80% of high school students will experiment with marijuana by the time they graduate high school.
Yeah, but not my kids.
Not my kids, no. We always think that ours are the exception to every rule. And that leads into the second part is that as parents, it's essential for us to be involved in our kids' life, to ask questions, and to not turn a blind eye. And I love how you keep coming back to the idea of modeling behavior. It's so essential, so essential.
And the other thing that was reemphasized by Dr. Trudeau is the notion that you have to be willing to give them consequences. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, you may not be on their favorite parent list of the week. But that is necessary and a requirement, and that's my mantra of best friend or best parent. And our job, especially during the teen years, is to both keep them alive and be the best parent. And the best parent might mean grounding them, and it might mean randomly testing them for drugs. Okay. And you have to stick to that. It's hugely, hugely important. What else?
You know, it's interesting. I've actually been resonating a lot with your phrase, best friend or best parent. And it reminds me of my parents, and especially my mom is a single mother for a while. She was a best parent, and she was tough. She had consequences. And I remember when I was in high school, she would say things like, you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm like, Mom, come on. I want to go out and go to the party. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I missed out on some things in the moment. But then I had some friends during that time say to me, man, your mom, she's so tough. She makes you go in. She's got this curfew. My parents don't have curfews. So I thought I'd lost out until I graduated high school. I was in college. I came out fine. And then that same friend, we were having a conversation. He said, you know what? I remember your mom used to be, and I'll use your language, a best parent. He would say, you know, she would have consequences. She would have all these different rules for you. I wish my parents did that.
That's very powerful.
And it's very true. You know, I think your mom really loved you. And it led to a great conversation. It really changed the way I thought about doing parenting. So I love that phrase. So easy to remember, best friend or best parent. Choose to be a best parent. Thank you,
and that's a very good story. I want to thank you all for joining us for this special edition of the Bruce Salen Show on addiction. We will probably make this available to be purchased or gotten for nothing, either by download or by CD. I want to thank my support team. First, Richard Dugan, my engineer producer. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll. And, of course, the man who makes me look good, Dylan Haley. Thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Bye for now.